guess, of what he's saying. You know, he's saying some very controversial stuff.
Well, he's talking about how kids are abused and how Michael Jackson is such a great guy. Michael Jackson's never done anything to a kid.
Right. Uh-huh.
And you can go to michaeljackson.com. And then apparently Whitney Houston, who looks like Karen Carpenter now.
That's right here.
Gee, I wonder what could bring that on. Mm-hmm. She comes out and she looks awful. And Michael Jackson at one point goes and sits in a box like he's in the movie Gladiator. And
right.
He's sitting up there with that old bag, Elizabeth Taylor, and he's blowing...
With her feather boa.
He's blowing air kisses to people. Oh, and Macaulay Culkin, his boyfriend, of course, is in the box with him. He's got Elizabeth Taylor and Macaulay Culkin sitting in the box with him. Michael Jackson sat stiffly in a glittery white jacket, blowing occasional kisses to the loyal subjects who were performing for him. A freakishly made-up Liza Minnelli performed a melody of show tunes.
You always know when they give you a review and put the word freakish in there that you're doing well.
I had Britney come out and sing The Way You Make Me Feel. NSYNC came out, and then they did the stupid We Are the World. But to hear the way the show was done, there were long stretches between the appearances. Actually, Michael with his brothers, which is what everybody wanted to see, was a very small part of the show. And
should have been a big part of the show.
And whoever told Gary Condit to go on television with Connie Chung, it's the same firm that advised
right.
Michael Jackson to do this concert.
Wow.
I mean, it was awful, but that's just me. Let's see if we can turn on the Michael Jackson satellite. Here we go. And I'm supposed to get some kind of feed. I think he's still up in the New York City area now. Let's see if we can go. Hello, Michael. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, hello.
Is this Michael Jackson?
Don Geronimo.
Michael Jackson.
Don Geronimo, I am, I'm here via satellite, and they told me you wanted to talk about my concert. Come on.
And I'm also reading now that after the concert,
yes,
Michael Jackson went out, he went to Tavern on the Green.
Right.
We went to Tavern on the Green, and they set up a circus tent for all of my freaky friends.
They went to Tavern on the Green, mm-hmm. and while everybody else was sitting around having their dinner and their drink,
right, yes.
Michael Jackson sat there with a bunch of 10-year-old kids.
I love children. I think it's important to share with you that I relate better still, even though I'm 40, to children than I do. But can I say thank you to Marlon and Liz and Liza and so many good friends. Sophia Loren was there. It was just such a wonderful thing. And I put on extra pancake makeup for this event. And it was great to be working with all these wonderful artists. And we could help do good.
Let me ask
That's
you a question.
That's my goal. We could help do good. That's my most important thing.
When you were up in that Roman Emperor's box,
yes,
were you able to cop a feel with your old girlfriend Macaulay Culkin?
Oh, yes, he was wonderful.
Were you able to?
Macaulay, you know, got married and then divorced, and Macaulay, and I think married and divorced again, and Macaulay maybe three times, but he's so good to me, and five times, yes, I think it was five times, and he was up there, and I he said, sing me my favorite song, and so I whispered in his ear, and I said, Ben, the two of us, and then I said, Macaulay, while the show's going on, is there a chance that I could massage your thigh, just like I used to, please? And then maybe I could take another trip higher. Remember when we did that at the Neverland Ranch and I let you play with my llamas and then I'd take you back to my room and we would have such a good time. Shaman. And, you know, he remembered. He's so sweet. He remembered. He said, that's great.
And weren't you surprised when you actually started that trip through Macaulay's pants and you discovered that...
There's nothing there. No, there was nothing there. It was smooth.
Oh, he had no hair?
No parts.
Oh, he has no genitals?
I thought there'd be something there, and it was completely smooth. He's done something awful. Or he had it tucked away.
maybe,
I know is he was smooth, and there was nothing there. Maybe, I couldn't feel anything.
Maybe he does that thing that guys do when they want to act like they got a...
I think so. Out. Yeah, they tuck it. I do that.
Or they tuck it...
Shaman.
Tuck it between their legs.
Billie Jean is not my lover. Sometimes I'll tuck it in all the way back. And I'm smooth, too, down there. Back to the Duke. The elephant trunk goes back to the Duke so that I can look that way. And it gives me more... It helps me moonwalk better, too. Did you like the show?
Oh, I didn't... I don't have $2,500 to buy a ticket to your stupid show. I'm going to wait till it's on TV.
You weren't there? You didn't come?
No, I was not there.
Oh, I wish you'd come.
Why?
I like everyone to come. I really do. Slash was there. You like rock and roll?
From Guns N' Roses?
And the boys from NSYNC were there, and Britney. And
which of the guys from NSYNC?
I was so happy.
Which of the guys from NSYNC would you like to jump? To jump the bones of the most?
Justin.
Justin Timberlake,
you know.
What would you do to him?
I was to Britney. I was asking questions. I said, when he wears his hair in cornrows, do you like it as much as when he wears it all frizzed out? Or do you like it when it's shaved clean, when he's kind of like bald? Or do you like, how do you like him? And she said, I like the cornrows because they can run my fingers over. And as she was talking, I became visibly aroused.
You did.
I did. I would like them all, though. I would love to now, do them all. I heard you talking about Billy Crystal a moment ago. I would like to have the NSYNC boys do to me what those Yankees did to Billy Crystal.
Oh, you would like to be on the training table at Yankee Stadium?
Yes. Oh, not necessarily Yankee Stadium. I would do it in my trailer. They could come into my trailer and do that, each one of them one at a time, singing their favorite pop hits.
Aren't the guys...
No, I'm the king of pop.
Aren't the guys in NSYNC a little old for you now?
That's okay. It doesn't matter. You know, I'm getting older, too, and so I'm trying to really... I'm going now for more late teens, early 20s boys. That's really what I like now. And maybe when I'm in my 50s, I'll be going for the more 25 to 30-year-old boys, and then in my 60s, 30 and 35-year-olds, and then when I'm 70 and 80, I can date regular Hollywood leading men.
So right now, Michael Jackson, who is the hottest boy, in your opinion? Who is the boy that you would most like to spend quality time with at the Netherland Ranch?
Oh, that is such a hard question for me. I love
what,
that
what about
movie.
The kid from The Sixth Sense?
That's what I was just going to say. Thank you for that. I loved him. He's wonderful. What's that quirky little name he's got?
Haley Joel Osment.
He's fantastic. But who is the little boy in Jerry Maguire? You know the one that said the F word?
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Oh, he was in Stuart Little, too.
Oh, absolutely. He's wonderful. I think he's really talented. We could do good work together. Oh. That's what I say, you know. We could do good work together. I'd really love to do that. And there's so many wonderful children in commercials that I don't even know their names. They
like
go
who?
Name
who do you like?
Oh, they're just wonderful. I'm trying to think of the little boy. What is his name? He's got a name on the show. Well, of course, Mikey. Mikey from Life Series.
I guess for you on Saturday morning when they run the cartoons and stuff, that's like porno stuff. Are you right when they run the commercials?
Well, they have such wonderful commercials when they're trying to sell toys and candy that I really enjoy watching. I really enjoy watching the commercials. And then sometimes if I'm really motivated, I'll call the advertising agency and I'll say, the King of Pop would like to say a special personal thank you. Send that boy out to the Neverland Ranch if his parents will approve. And sometimes, you know, they do.
Sometimes yeah. they do.
And when they do, we have fun. And if things get too complicated, we settle out of court.
Yeah, of course you do.
Shamel!
Now, this concert,
yes.
you did this thing for the money, right? Because Buzz had something on the news, you're almost broke?
Well, someone said to me a long time ago, Michael, wouldn't you like to have a tribute? And I said, I don't need a tribute. I'm satisfied with just my friends. I don't like to go out in public unless I'm going to perform. But they said, you're the king of pop. And I said, I am the king of pop. And Liz, she came to me and she said, Michael, let me have a tribute for you. That's the way she...
Now, you never do nothing with her, right?
Oh, yes.
You do stuff. I mean, do you know what I mean by do stuff?
We have regular intercourse.
You have intercourse with Liz.
With Liz Schemmel.
With Liz
yes,
Taylor?
Yes, she enjoys it, and I do too. I like very old or very young. You see, no one in between. And Liz is just terrific. We do it all sorts of different ways. But you know, she's not as spry as she used to be. So normally, it's basically Liz lying on her stomach.
Oh, so you.
I do all the work.
You mount her.
Yes, I do. Like a puppy dog. In fact, that's what she calls me, her little puppy. And I kind of howl. I'll go, howl, ow, like a little bitty puppy. And she enjoys that, too. And then we both use her feather boa. Her feather boa. I pull it out. Shamon. I enjoy that. I truly do.
Do your brothers hate you?
Yes. Especially Tito. Tito and Jermaine.
Why does Tito?
And Marlon hates me, too.
Why do they all hate you so much?
Because I'm more successful and talented, and which I've always said. I said to them one day, and they got very angry at this, and I don't understand why they got angry, because I sat them down, and I said, Marlon, Tito, Germaine, let me explain to you right now. I'm more talented and more successful, but that's not a reason to hate me. And then they kicked me out.
What about Janet? How do you get along with Janet?
I love Janet. My baby sister is just such a good... My baby sister is so talented, and she's really following in my footsteps, and I couldn't be happier. I'm very happy that she's having the success that she has. And she tries, you know, her management team says, Janet, keep your distance from him.
Yes, they do it. And
but
wisely
I,
so.
I still speak with her on the telephone, although they do not allow me to see her.
They don't allow you to see her.
But Latoya is a C.
See you in Toledo?
Yes, she is a giant C. I hate her, and I wish she was dead.
You do? You wish
she's
Latoya
been very
Jack.
Cruel to me, and I will be cruel back to her. I would like to see some horrible fate befall her.
You would like
I
what?
I would indeed.
Like what?
I would like to see her eaten by my llamas. Even though they're not, they're passive creatures that don't normally dine on human flesh.
Don't you got some tigers? Couldn't you call your queer friends, who are those boys in Las Vegas?
Oh, Siegfried and Roy. Oh, I've been to their show dozens of times.
Of course,
they're so wonderful and talented. I'd like to maybe see if some of their little tigers could chew on Latoya, eat her eyes. Because I'm very angry at her. No, not God. No, just Latoya. She angers me. She truly does.
You know, a lot of people were very upset saying that the show was a ripoff, that you were just doing it for money. You're going to turn it into a TV show later.
Oh,
and,
no.
And what, Michael?
Just a moment.
What's wrong?
My nose fell off. Hold on.
Had to happen.
Oh, where is it? It fell down under my chair.
Why don't you look at Haley Joel Osment's Duke?
Hold on. I haven't met him yet. I haven't had a chance to hide it. Oh, here it is.
Where's your nose at?
Oh, let me just... I have to place it back on. It's okay. Got clips.
Shimon, I'm back. I'm sorry. Sometimes that happens. I'm not in my full makeup because I'm doing the satellite interview from my private room.
How do you look when you're not wearing a full makeup?
Oh, I could describe myself to you.
Yeah, please do, since I can't see you.
Well, right now, I don't have my foundation makeup on, so I am not that pale white color that you like so much. And
are you kind of Negro-y now?
No. I resent that. Stop it. You're going to make me angry.
You are a Negro.
Yeah, I don't like labels. Please don't give me a label. Please stop
But that. You are a Negro.
Give me a label. I have my nose that's fastened by two clips. And I'm trying to breathe as best as I can.
But you want to be white, right?
I am completely bald.
What do you mean? You're wearing a wig?
I have a wig. Oh. I have a wig that I am not wearing right now, and I have blue veins on top of my head. They're snake-like. I'm hideously disfigured. But when I put it all together, I can still really beat it.
And this is something, all these things, the snake veins in your head, this is because of the surgery you had done?
Many surgeries. I can tell you, you know, this is the show where they said, be honest and tell the truth. I'm addicted to plastic surgery.
Well, yeah, no, that's sure a lot.
I've had so much done. I really have. And I'll continue to have things done. I really will. My goal is to really, by the end of 2001, I really want to look like Nicole Kidman. Or Carrot Top. I'll take either one. Shamon.
Let me, here's a, I know they're playing the music, we gotta get you out of here, but here's a quick, who would you do? Who would you do Michael Jackson? Who would you do? Nicole Kidman or Carrot Top?
Oh, now you're really putting me in a quandary. Well, I think Carrot Top would be more fun.
Carrot Top, right.
He's got that big bag of tricks. He's got that little toilet seat that's a TV screen. I love his show. He's so talented. And Nicole Kidman, I just want to look like her. I don't want to have sex with her.
Okay, I got
it. Yuck.
Isn't there another show this week, or is it...
One tonight, as a matter of fact.
A show tonight, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we'll be doing great things tonight, and I'm looking forward to having Liz and Marlon and Liza and all my good friends there, because I have so many celebrities in Hollywood that still think I'm a good guy. They're not like the general public who think I'm a nasty pedophile.
Yeah. And how dare the nasty public think that about you?
I wish they could get to know the real me when my nose is attached.
Okay. Michael, thank you for being so honest.
Thank you, Don Shimon.
Shimon to you.
Shimon. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my nose fell off again.
All right, now listen. I'm going to put the mic in audition and see if it's possible that we can just spy on him, see what he says when he thinks he's off the air.
Liz? Liz, how do you think I did?
I know you did all right.
Thank you. I love you, Liz.
I love you, Michael. Great show, Michael. I love you, Michael.
I love you, Liz. Do you like to lie in your stomach now?
Oh, yeah.
Turn this off. So this is starting to get hot, I think. Okay, you know what? I'm going to... All right, I have to cut it. Here, I cut the feed.
Had to cut
it. Just cut the feed.
Wow. Wow, what's going on there?
Something was happening there.
Amazing.
There's a Billy Crystal moment happening there.
That's truly amazing.
Okay, well, there you go. Exclusive interview with Michael Jackson.
The king of pop, though.
There he is, king of pop, my ass. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK. It's Thanksgiving week and UPN is serving up a heaping helping of hilarity. One-on-One carves it up with Robin Givens and hip-hop star Romeo pulling the ultimate con job.
So tell me, who's your source?
A good journalist never reveals her source. Hey, Mom, it's me.
Then all of us works up your appetite with a rather saucy situation.
You closed the door, didn't you?
Of course.
Do you think he saw us? Bobby?
Yeah.
Next, Rock Me Baby stuffs you with a main course of laughs with Brooke Burke and R&B star Marcus Houston.
What do you say that me, you, and your wife go out to dinner?
Yeah, the wife meeting the old girlfriend. Isn't that in the Bad Idea Hall of Fame?
It's right there next to Mesh Condoms. Yeah.
And Diane Carroll drops in on Half and Half for a little catch up with the relatives.
I bet my friend Hortense is having a better Thanksgiving than this.
Oh, is she with her family too?
No, she's dead.
It's a feast full of comedies.
Tonight at 8 on UPN 20. Then stay tuned for Seinfeld and Raymond.
When he painted the Sistine Chapel, what if Michelangelo only used black and white paint?
Hey, Antonio, bring me up another bucket of that black paint.
You know, want some blue, green, or maybe a little burnt umber?
Color? You think that the Pope is made of a lira?
Many people think color is a lot more expensive than plain black and white. It's not true for masterpieces, and it's not true for laser printers. With prices starting at only $499, Minolta QMS Magicolor 2300 color laser printers are small in size and big in color. Beautiful prints, easy on the budget, and you don't have to be a modern day Renaissance man to figure out how to use them.
Antonio, does this finger look a little crooked to you?
The days of black and white are numbered, so let color printing inspire some genius in your office with Magicolor 2300 printers from Minolta QMS. Available at Staples, CompUSA, Office Max, Office Depot, Micro Center, and authorized resellers. For details, visit kmprinters.com. Pricing based on $200 manufacturer's mail-in rebate. Hurry, offer in soon.
This year's gonna be different. This year, you're not waiting until the day before the holidays to fill your list. Oh, no. This year, you're going to CompUSA for their Jumpstart Holiday Bonanza. This Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, we're jumping the gun on the holidays for 6 hours of incredible deals. Yeah, 6 p.m. to midnight, get a compact 15-inch notebook computer for under $600. Or a compact 40-gig desktop PC for under $300. You heard that right. Get a 3.2-megapixel digital camera under $80 and a DVD player under $35. These are 6 hours of CompUSA deals you simply cannot find anywhere else. A 15-pack of DVD-Rs is under $10. A 160-gig hard drive is under $80. Yeah, this year's different. This year, the best deals are now. On Thanksgiving Eve, 6 p.m. to midnight at CompUSA's Jumpstart Holiday Bonanza. Offers after mail-in rebates and instant savings. Quantities limited. See store for details.
So I want to send an email to a friend, but text won't convey the pure emotion of my voice. So I use the new voice email feature from InPhone. It allows me to record my message and send the audio via email. So I call InPhone with my message. Dude, I'm engaged. Can you believe it? I'm so excited. You see, text would just be blah compared to my voice.
InPhone is only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes, and just 5 cents a minute after that. Call 888-411-1111 anywhere in the U.S. or to Canada.
I learned the other day that every family has a valuable tool to help raise money for our schools. Believe it or not, it's your telephone. All you have to do is talk and use InPhone. With each InPhone call, they'll donate 5% of your usage fees to the school of your choice. And after you've signed up and made just 10 calls, InPhone will give an additional $5.
Don't just make a call. Make an InPhone call. Your first 5 calls are free. Sign up is free at infone.com or call 888-411.